Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family, a time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. In Napoleon's expedition to Russia, a Russian peasant was captured and forced into Napoleon's service. He was branded on the arm with the letter N. When he understood what it meant, that he was now Napoleon's, he chopped off the arm that had been branded. He would lose an arm rather than serve his country's enemy, Napoleon. This little story out of the past reminded me of something Paul wrote to the Galatians about having on his body the brand marks of the Lord Jesus. We'll be looking at that verse in a few minutes. Why not get your Bible just now and turn to Galatians chapter 6. This is our final study in the letter to the Galatians. And it's the last time we'll be telling you about our study guide on this important book. If you are interested in this lesson manual, write to us this week. Our address is given in the final minute of each broadcast. Now Galatians 6, verse 11, and this is page 89 in our study manual. Galatians 6, 11. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. Paul is not claiming to have written a long letter to the Galatians. Actually, it is quite short. But instead of dictating it to an assistant, as he usually did, Paul had written the letter himself. The large letters with which he wrote might have indicated his deep feeling in seeking to combat the legalists and how serious he considered the Jewish error to be. Or he may have written with large letters because of his poor eyesight. Many have suggested that Paul had problems with his eyes from this and other passages. We're ready now to look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 12. Those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. That's Galatians 6, 12. The legalists wanted to make a fair show in the flesh by building up a large group of followers. They could do this by insisting on circumcision. As you possibly know, people are often quite willing to observe rites and ceremonies as long as they are not required to change their habits. Even today, it is not difficult to build up a large church membership by lowering the standards. Now verse 13. This is Galatians 6:13. For those who are circumcised do not even keep the law themselves, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. They really were not interested in keeping the law. What they wanted was an easy way to obtain converts, so that they could boast of a long list of followers. Let's go on to the next verse. This is Galatians 6, verse 14. But may it never be that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. That was the 14th verse of Galatians chapter 6. Paul's ground for boasting is not in the flesh of men, that is, circumcision, but in the cross of Christ. On the cross, the world died to Paul, and Paul to the world. When a person is saved, the world says goodbye to him, and he says goodbye to the world. He is spoiled as far as the world is concerned, because he is no longer interested in its fleeting pleasures. The world has lost its attraction for him, because he has found one who completely satisfies. Notice the next verse. This is Galatians 6:15. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. Galatians 6:15. Although at first sight it might not seem so, but this verse is one of the most important statements of Christian truth in the entire letter. Circumcision was an external observance, a ritual. The Jewish teachers made everything depend on the observance of this ceremony. Circumcision was the foundation of Judaism. Paul sweeps it aside with a flourish. What did he write? Here it is. Galatians 6:15. Neither is circumcision anything. Neither ritual, nor Judaism, nor legalism counts. Then Paul adds, nor uncircumcision. There are those who pride themselves in their absence of ritual. What really counts with God is a new creation. He wants to see the transformed life. Someone has written, the true Christianity is that which turns bad men into good, which transforms the slaves of sin into sons of God. We're going to pause for a musical interlude. We hope you are clear on this very important matter. As far as God is concerned, it is not the rites and ceremonies or the rules and regulations or even the lack of them. No, it's none of these things. We are all sinners and need His salvation. We need to be made new creations. In Corinthians we read, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Winding down our study on the letter to the Galatians, we note that Paul stayed right on his subject through the book. He has only a short introduction, and we'll see in a moment that the conclusion is short. Paul has faced up to a very difficult problem. The challenge the first century church, and this false teaching is alive and well today. Someone has said of the Apostle Paul in this letter that he has forged for us a sword of finest steel. But just before we look at the last three verses, may I remind you that we would very much like to put into your hands this course of study on Galatians. But you must write for details. Our address is given at the close of the program, so be sure to copy it down at that time. Now Galatians 6, verse 16. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. That was Galatians 6:16. Of what rule is the apostle speaking here? It is the rule of the new creation. He is pronouncing the double blessing of peace and mercy upon all those who judge teaching by the question, is it of the new creation, and who reject all that is not. The Israel of God refers to those Jews by natural birth who accept the Lord Jesus as Messiah. There was neither peace nor mercy for those who walked under the law, but both are received by those in the new creation. Now the verse that speaks of the brand marks. Galatians 6, verse 17. From now on let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. Galatians 6:17. Paul, once the slave of the law, had been delivered from that bondage by the Lord Jesus. Now he belonged to the Lord as a willing slave. Just as slaves were branded with the mark of their master, so Paul had the ownership marks of the Lord Jesus on his body. What were the marks? They were the scars which he had received at the hands of Jewish persecutors. Now he says, "Don't let anyone try to reclaim me. Don't talk to me about the brand mark of circumcision," indicating bondage to the law. "I wear the brand mark of my new master, Jesus Christ." Now the last verse in the letter, the benediction or conclusion. Galatians 6:18. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen." Paul is now about to lay down his pen, but he must close with an added word. What will it be? Grace. Grace, the word which so characterized his gospel. Grace, not law. It was the theme on which he began in verse 3 of the first chapter. "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." It is the theme with which he closes. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." On completing a study of this epistle, we might easily conclude that Paul had defeated the teachers of legalism so effectively that the issue would never trouble the church again. History and experience prove otherwise. Yes, the legalists are still with us. What else shall we call those who teach that confirmation, baptism, or church membership are necessary for salvation? Are we saved by faith and kept by works? What is it but legalism when people are warned that they must keep the Sabbath if they are to be saved at last? And the list is long. Yes, legalism is very much with us today. We need to take a long, hard look at this book of Galatians and take a long, hard look at that which is being taught. May each one of us be given wisdom from God to discern the evil doctrine of legalism in whatever form it may appear. May we never seek justification through ceremonies or human effort, but may we depend completely and only on the Lord Jesus Christ. May we ever remember that legalism is an insult to God because it substitutes the shadow for the reality. It substitutes ceremonialism for Christ. And thus we close these studies. We hope you'll go back and read Galatians often. If you have questions, please send them to us. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.